President Robert Mugabe's government has warned it will arrest white Zimbabwean farmers resisting evictions from new land targeted for redistribution. Zimbabwe, once the breadbasket of Africa, has suffered food shortages over the last 7 years as its farming sector has been hit by disruptions linked to the land seizures. Gunter Simmermacher, editor of the Southern Cross, the leading Catholic newspaper in South Africa, says the president's indigenisation campaign is to blame for over 4 million Zimbabweans needing food aid this year.
The threat to arrest some of the remaining 600 white farmers in Zimbabwe, it really shows that the government there remains on a bit of a suicide mission. It's difficult to say whether it's an ideological suicide mission or whether it is just a suicide mission based on greed in order to afford patronage to people who are close to the regime, awarding them with farms that that are now being or have been redistributed since 2000. And as we have seen, the repatriation of land that began in 2000 has turned Zimbabwe, which was once seen as Africa's breadbasket, into an economic basket case in Africa, with inflation going at 4,500% and unemployment at 80%, and the poverty is huge. So even though the victims of the latest threats are white people, it is really all Zimbabweans who are suffering.